Hey everyone!
We're Bree and Haley,
two friends building a safe space
that feels like grabbing drinks with a friend.
Come join us
and let's grab drinks.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Let's Grab Drinks. We are so excited you guys are here with us today. I'm Bree.
And I'm Haley.
And today you are joining us for another chat about our favorite Gilmore Gals. But before we dive into talking about season four, Haley, what's been going on with you lately?
Not too much. But I have been redesigning my office, which has been really fun.
Yes.
If we share any video from this episode, you'll see that I now have a blue wall behind me.
It's beautiful.
It was a scary, scary like process of, is this the right color? Did I mess up? It took four coats for me to get it right.
That's insane. Like, yes. Oh my God. Yeah.
It was rough. I just decided on a whim. Like, I'd wanted to do it for a long time. I talked to you about it. And then I was at Lowe's because we were getting like yard stuff for the spring. And I told my husband, I was like, I think I'm going to get a color for my office. Just one more.
I was wondering, I'm like, I don't feel like we talked about it. But then I was like, it's probably going to take her a little while to like bite the bullet and do it. And then all of a sudden you're like, I'm painting. And I was like, yeah. Wait, what? What happened?
It was like a Thursday afternoon. I just like quit work.
Yeah, early. It wasn't even the weekend. It was so random.
And I walk over and I see this color. And I was like, that is my color. That is the color of my brand. I'm going to get it. And it's a little off. Like, it depends on if you're looking on a screen or, you know, but
yeah,
I'm happy with it now. I was not.
It looks great.
It took me. Yeah. I was like, oh, I just made a huge mistake. And it's like the first thing people see when they walk in my house. So even worse, but it's pretty. I like it. And it's like inspired me to continue to make it a better, cooler space.
Are you going to just stick with the one wall or are you going to keep going?
It's just going to be the one wall.
Okay. I'm obsessed with like the color drenched rooms right now.
Yeah. I just think for resale value, like.
You can repaint. You guys are going to live in this house for a freaking long time.
Yes, that's true.
I am a firm believer in like, don't ever think about like going to resell it. Especially when it comes to paint or anything, really. Like, you need to love the house you're in. Like, it's your home. It should be whatever you want it to be. And you can always take things down or paint it or hire somebody else to paint it. Paint is easy.
That is true. That is true.
Go big or go home. And you're already home.
Absolutely. Okay. What is happening in your life?
Well, let's see. Parker just turned one.
Does not feel real.
No, it does not. It's absolutely insane. We just got home from story time and she is like one of the smaller kids there. Like, I know she's tiny, but like she's around other kids her age and she's still like the smallest one. It's so cute, but she's walking. And so at story time today, Brandon was like, how did it go? She did not want to sit for story time at all. So she's the kid like standing in the middle of the room, watching the librarian read the books and then wandering around and talking to people. And I'm like, well, I only get up and like go get her if she like starts to like dig in somebody else's bag or starts eating a book. I'm like, okay, let me go get you. But yeah, she's precious. And on theme with Gilmore Girls, my parents know how obsessed I am with Gilmore Girls. And I jokingly sent my mom this reel because my mom has watched Gilmore Girls too and she loves it. And I had found there was this reel where somebody did a like a kid's toy truck, like one of like a little Jeep that they can like ride in and whatever. And somebody had painted it to look like Lorelai's Jeep. And I sent it to my mom. I was like, oh my God, look how freaking cute this is. My parents bought it and painted it to look like Lorelai's Jeep for Parker. And they gave it to her yesterday on Easter.
Oh my
God. Dead. It's like
that is so cute.
Tan greeny color. They put like yellow daisies in the back and like a little puppy and a little mug with Luke's diner sticker on it. There's even a keychain that says Dragonfly Inn. Oh my God. It is precious. You guys, I took some pictures. I'll post a picture to our Instagram and in our Facebook group because, yeah, it is the cutest thing ever. Oh my gosh.
Adorable. I can't wait to see the whole thing.
We need a full photo shoot for this. Like, once it's nice outside, like, we're going to go and, like, take her out and, like, go to the park and I'm going to do a photo shoot and everything. It's going to be so cute. That's pretty much what's been going on over here. Just trying to... Brandon's been sick with a cold. Parker's been sick with a cold. I'm like fighting it. I'm taking Airborne twice a day and all the things trying to fight it. So it's just been kind of a long weekend of playing catch up and trying to figure out what is normal again, because it's just been wild the last few weeks.
Oh yeah.
Plus I chopped off my hair.
Yes, I was gonna say, if you see this video, your long hair is gone.
Gone.
It's so pretty,
got
though.
My little sporty mom do going on.
It is very mommy. Like,
it is.
You know, I feel like my so many cut. Moms do that. They like just chop their hair after they have kids.
It took me a year, but I did it. My hair grows so fast.
It does. I feel like you've chopped it quite a few times.
I have.
Since we've been friends.
It's been a while since I've chopped it this short, though.
Yeah, I like it, though. It looks good.
I'm getting used to it. I'm slowly getting used to it. But yeah, my hair grows so fast. Like, by midsummer, it's going to be super long again. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So all right. Shall we dive into season 4? What are your overall thoughts of this season?
Okay. I thought I loved the college years. Ironically, this is probably one of my least favorite seasons, though.
Really?
Yeah. Like, when I was prepping for this interview, I was like, I don't
it's
have
a
any,
transition
like,
season, yeah. I feel like.
That's probably what it is there's nothing like, oh my God. Well, we'll get to it at the end of the season. That's like, oh my gosh, but nothing that I'm like, I can't wait to talk about this. It was just like, let's go through the motions, I guess. And I do think it's a good way to transition, and it highlights a lot of relatable things of going from high school to college for Rory, and then also like Lorelai trying to figure out her new life as an in
yes because she's and like without her working kid. On Dragonfly Inn. Yeah. Rory is gone. She's also like trying to figure out, it's like that beginner entrepreneurship phase where it's like, ha, we're kind of broke and trying to start this business, and oh my God, it's a crap ton of work.
Yeah.
And then like she's dating a new guy, but she obviously also has feelings for Luke, and Luke has feelings for her. So they're like playing that song and dance again. And we're just slowly working towards the next season.
Yes. Which I'm very excited for season 4. 5? What season is this?
5. This is season 4.
We're talking season 4.
And I'm so glad because like I've been slowly watching it, and I'm actually on season 4 right now. So I'm like, oh, yay. But now I gotta like step it up to get through season 5 before we record next.
That's accurate. I speed through them because I watch them like while I clean, while I do dishes. I've seen them so many times. So I'm actually on season 5 right now of my second rewatch since we started this series.
Wait, you started again?
Yeah.
Because I knew that.
I was like, I wanted to be fresh on my mind for when I'm recording but I was like gonna go in order and just I got ahead again, and I'm like, so yeah, I think that's why I'm like, this one's not as good because I'm in the next season.
No, season 5 is better. I agree. I mean, there were some like interesting moments.
I will say I liked like the moving into college episode.
I did too. It was really cute.
Yeah, like she realizes she misses her mommy and calls her to come back. And then I loved that Lorelai throws that big, like,
the food party.
Yes. Let's try every food around here, see what's epic. Good, rate the delivery men.
Epic.
Like,
I
so
loved
good.
It. I was like, that is such a good mom moment.
Yeah. And then even the next morning, those girls are like, we Lorelai'd the coffee. Lorelai's where you go find the best coffee around.
I know. It was such a good, like, kind of like a welcome to Yale party for Rory, I feel like. And also her roommates, I feel like it would, like, made it exciting for them because it's a freaking scary time moving away to college and not really knowing anyone. Except we find out that Paris followed her to college.
Oh my gosh, Paris. Like, I
freaking Paris.
Don't know what I would do if a friend that I love to hate, hate to love did that to me. I'd be like, I'm not ready for this.
Yeah. Well, I feel like too, like you kind of anticipate, oh, okay, college is a fresh start, fresh friends and everything. And not only does Paris follow her to Yale, she's also her roommate. It's like, hold on.
Yeah. I like think back to, because I feel like your freshman year moving in is so different than every other year.
Oh, yeah.
Because especially if you don't know anyone, like when I moved in late in the semester, I like wasn't going to live on campus. I think we may have talked about this on the show before, but I was not going to live on campus. I moved in like a month into school, having started.
Yeah.
And then I had made all my friends already. And then I was moving in. So it wasn't like this is so exciting and whatever. It was, I just got to move all my crap into a dorm room and be done with it.
Okay.
But then like the next ones, like my sophomore and junior year of college, it was very similar of like, I don't have this cool experience of meeting all new people. Like I've planned who I'm living with. I know all that. So I guess my senior year was really the only one I didn't know the people I was living with. I was moving into a house. Yeah. My roommate got married.
Okay.
And so, like, she graduated early, got married, and so we weren't going to live together our senior year. And I was like, what do? I just got to find a roommate. And this girl that I kind of knew from a class my freshman year posted online that she needed a third or a fourth housemate. And I was like, hey, I'm looking for a place. Moved in. I knew her a little bit and then didn't know my other two roommates. And that was a little weird. But I lived there for like 2 months. How did it
work out? Oh, okay. That's not that long.
One of the roommates was in my wedding. Like, we're best friends. So.
That's so cool. Yeah. Why did you only live there 2 months?
Oh, I lived there 2 months before they moved in because we started renting in June, but no one moved in until August, except for me, because I lived locally. Then I had a house to myself for 2 months and threw a bunch of parties, and it was great.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, no, I really love the moving in college life that they showed. I think that was really cute. What did you think about Jason Styles going into business with Lorelai's dad?
And
like the whole thing, because I mean, this season covers
their entire relationship.
It covers their entire relationship from getting together to breaking up.
Yes. So if you haven't listened,
we're not spoiling anything if we're talking about it.
Jason and Lorelai get together after Richard and Jason go into business together. I feel like I have a skewed sense of like what I think of this because I know the outcome of it, but I think it was so dumb of Richard to go into business with someone who was trying to like screw his dad over. Cause if he's going to do that, his dad's going to screw him over. And it just like, it was going to fail from the start. But also I just like, I don't like how Lorelai and Jason handled their relationship, like keeping it a secret. I don't know. It just,
well, Jason didn't want to.
No.
Lorelai did.
It's always Lorelai.
It's always Lorelai. I don't know. I really, it's very sad relationship Jason has with his father. It's really sad. And just how they hate each other, basically. And they're not, it's not a father-son relationship. It's like
a business
rival business partners. Yeah. It's very, and then how they end up, I mean, Jason screws over his dad and then his dad really screws over him. And then Richard jumps in on screwing over Jason. I was just like, ah.
What I think is so weird to me is that Jason actually went into the business his dad wanted him to go into. Like, with that type of relationship, you would think that he would have been like, oh, I'm going to rebel against you and go into what I want to do and do something else, not just follow in my dad's footsteps. Like, I am shocked that he, like, with the relationship.
I guess he liked it. But then, yeah, maybe he thought, like, no, I'm going to try to make my dad love me and have a better relationship with him by going into business with him. But then figures out, like, yeah, my dad is just an asshole. So,
yeah.
Fuck it. Also, like, I'm not doing this.
I don't get why his dad never, like, he left because he was always going to be seen as Digger. He was always going to be the kid. Why did his dad not, like, set him up for success? Like, this is your kid. Rise him to the top of the
Well, that's company. What I'm saying. Like, he didn't care. Like, yeah. I wonder if that's why Jason went and did this, because he wanted his dad's approval. He wanted his dad to care. But at the end of the day, his dad was just a terrible father and never going to care. Womp womp.
Speaking of businesses, though, Suki and Lorelai did their catering business. And Suki
Makes sense. Like, yeah. You need to make money? Brilliant. Like, absolutely do that.
But then Suki freaks out about having kids because she realizes she knows nothing about kids.
Yeah. Poor little Suki. Which is,
it's so funny. Like, I mean, I'm not to the extent that Suki is, where she's like, kids will eat green mac and cheese. like, I know that. But like, her having that moment of clarity of, oh my gosh, what if my kid hates me? I'm like, yeah, I could relate to that.
Oh, I 100%. I talk to Brandon all the time about that. I was like, oh my God, are we gonna? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just those fears of like, how is this gonna be when she gets older?
Yeah.
I feel like I can do like the younger age, but then it's like, I'm totally scared about as she just progressively get like middle school, high school, and even beyond. I'm like, yeah, that's good. Don't hate me. I'm gonna cry.
I feel like every teenage girl goes through a I hate my mom phase. Ugh. Even in this, like, Rory has that, but hers is in college.
Yeah,
it's hers not in college. Even in high school. So if you're not there yet, prepare yourself.
Oh my God. If Parker did that to me and then runs to my parents, oh, I can relate. Oh my, I can't relate, but like I can only imagine how Lorelai feels, because I would just be, oh my God. Okay. Anyways,
well, it's
we're
funny.
Getting ahead of ourselves. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll say that for next season. Next season or the next? I don't remember.
I feel like that's probably season 6.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's later. So we'll hold that one.
Brie won't have a panic attack just yet.
Okay. I do want to talk about this. We'll go ahead and talk about this whole situation. Dean gets married to Lindsay. Rory runs into Dean before the wedding. He invites her to the wedding. But then Dean has his bachelor party, ends up at Luke's, says Rory's name like an idiot.
Drunkenly and talks then, about Rory.
Yep.
And Luke hears
don't
it.
Go.
And he's like, So Luke tells Rory,
it's
don't
so
go.
Sad.
Yeah. So they don't, which is very, I love that. She was just like, didn't even question Luke. Like, he is like that person in their life where it's just like, oh, Luke said we shouldn't do this, so obviously we shouldn't.
Oh, so sad. And then what was after that? At some point, someone says something about Rory not dating. I think like multiple people say something. And she decides to start going on dates and goes out with that one guy. And it's a terrible date. I can't remember which date it was. She ends up calling Dean come pick her up from a date later in the season.
It just proves once again, like, these they're children. They're so young and they're being so stupid.
Yes.
You would never do that when you're
correct.
Older. And if you
here's
did.
One thing, I wish, like, I would love the scene where they all go to spring break and they call Dean. I would love that.
Yes.
If Dean wasn't married, like, I would be into them like rekindling something in college or
her calling Jess.
Jess. If they had written that.
Right? She should have called
but
Jess.
She wasn't speaking to Jess at the time. I don't even think she has Jess's number. I feel like later in the season, they say, because she just got Dean's number this season because he got a cell phone. Okay. So let's talk about the Jason planning the party. That's not Emily's party.
Yeah. Poor Emily. I feel like this is the season where Emily has like a what am I doing with my life moment. Like she has her midlife crisis in this season. She's like, oh, I built my entire life around this home and my society and taking care and, you know, having clout and all of this, right? And then part of that comes crumbling down when it's like Richard doesn't even consider that this is a huge part of Emily's identity. And it's like, ooh, I think it uncovers layers there, right? It uncovers that like, ooh, Emily has a lot of stock placed in this and Richard is like oblivious to it. And it's like, dude, you're so consumed in your own work that you aren't even consumed with like, what is my wife love and is super interested in? And like, this is a big deal
to
her.
I want to highlight this because I'm going to kind of spoil something that happens in the year in the life. I feel like this foreshadows the moment where they're interviewing that young new wife and Emily just loses it. And she's like, I am more than this. Like, I don't have to do this anymore. And I'm like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Emily.
I feel like she's the only character in the life. Well.
Just, I do too. I really like her, like just uncovering like who she is without Richard and following her journey and discovering like what else she loves. And it's a really good storyline. Yeah. I love it.
So she is figuring out who she is, goes to the mall. I love her freak out at the mall where she like
I love it.
Screams at everyone.
And wrap it up. I want 12 of them.
Not for sale. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Everything's for sale. Wrap it up.
I freaking love it. And then when like they just go and sit in the food court and she's like, I'm really embarrassed about what just happened. Or
and they just go and, you know, Gilmore Girl it up and go and buy like one of everything at the food court. And
it is
she
really
just tries
funny.
All the things. She tries like the Orange Julius. She's like, oh, we know somebody that owns one of these.
I can tell him I really like his product. Well, that and then the fact that she's like, the food court? What's the food court? I've never been here. And Rory's like, where do you go
what
eat?
What is this?
And she's like, I leave and I go to a restaurant. I feel like that's my grandma. Like, I mean, we don't really go to the mall much anymore.
Really?
But I don't know if my grandma ever ate at the food court. Like, every time we would go shopping, we would leave and go to a restaurant.
No way.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Like, when I was watching it this time around, I was like, I wonder if, like, has my grandma ever ate at the food court? I don't feel it. Like, I did. I mean, there's a place in the food court that Stephen and I will go specifically to the mall to eat that place in the food court because it's the only location. It's called Benny's Cubano. It's like Cuban food. And oh my gosh, it tastes like authentic, real restaurant style food. Like it is so good.
Nice. That's hilarious. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I definitely remember going to food courts with my grandma for sure. Probably my Nana. She didn't live near us, so I wasn't with her as often, but my grandma for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Or we had a Piccadilly.
I could see my mom doing that.
Yeah. Well, we had like, there were malls or restaurants in the mall. So we had like Piccadilly, which I loved Piccadilly. I don't know if y'all have those, but it's like a cafeteria style thing where you like go down a line like you would in a cafeteria with a tray and you pick.
Like a Luby's.
I don't know what that is. It's probably the same thing.
It's probably the same thing. Yeah.
You like pick what you want, but as a kid, you don't know, oh, that's $3. That's $5. So you're like a $25 meal in no time. Anyway, for a kid.
Yeah. That's a cute. I love that scene. It's a really cute episode of her having her moment at the mall. And I think it's good for Lorelai to see that. And I think, doesn't Lorelai like try to talk to her dad about it? Be like, dad, like this is, like, you took this away from her.
I don't know if she talks, I can't remember, but I know she goes to Jason and like loses it on Jason because she also lost a catering job over it.
Oh, that's right.
And then he's like,
he didn't realize it either.
No. And then he still asks her out again and again.
Yeah. And again and again.
Until she finally says yes.
I do love their first date. It's messy, but then I love how it ends with them going to the grocery store and just picking random stuff. I'm like, yeah, that's a fun date.
I do like that date. I also want to highlight that they introduced Marty as the naked guy this season because Rory walks out.
What did you think about Marty?
I had a Marty in college.
I think all of us had Martys.
It's sad because, like, you can't help when you're not attracted. It's not even, like, attracted. It's, like, the type of person I want to be with. Like, oh, you're a great friend, but you are friend-zoned. And I'm sure I was a Marty to someone. I had a person that I was Marty to. And I'm, like, at the end of the day, it's not fun when you like someone and they don't like you back. So why waste the time? Yeah. That's what I wish I could go back and tell college Haley. Like, when she is Marty, but then when she has Marty, like, you're leading him on. Stop.
But was she? They were just hanging out and, like, friends.
The fact that she never saw that he liked her, like, you know she saw it. She had to.
I'm thinking of, like, one of my Martys, and I'm trying to figure out what I would have done differently, because I did see it.
Yeah.
And I knew. But I also was dating Brandon at the time. I'm like, I have a boyfriend. Like, it is very obvious that I am not into you.
Yeah.
But he was still 100% a Marty.
Yeah. And see, that's awkward, too. Like,
I'm like, we're just friends, bro. Like, you know this. I have a boyfriend.
There's, like, but a part of me that's like, yeah, will our Martys ever watch this and be like,
no.
Is she talking about?
Absolutely not.
I don't know. I think mine probably would.
Unless we went viral and he decided to listen to this episode of all of them. That'd be pretty random.
I mean, I don't talk to the Marty anymore, but I'm going to start calling those people. Like, when you have, when Parker starts having little boyfriends or friends, you're going to start, we'll think back to this moment and be like, is he a Marty?
Mm-hmm. He's a Marty. Oh, dear. He's so in love with my daughter, and she is, like, oblivious.
Yep. So cute. Okay. Let's go to – I want to go to the Yale game. This is where
– was that this season?
Yes. The tailgating happens.
Oh, because of Pennell and Lott.
All right. Pennell and Lott. This is what I was talking about. I think it was last season or maybe two seasons ago where I was like, I love that they keep storylines sometimes. So Lenny Lott is the fiance they talked about when Rory visited Yale, and they were talking about, like, oh, Richard was dating Lenny Lott, and he is like, I was engaged to her or whatever. I was set to marry her. That is Pennell and Lott that they're talking about. And then they bring her in this episode, so you actually see her and meet her, or the season. And I love Lorelai's reaction of my almost mommy. It was so dumb, yes, but so Lorelai.
That's hilarious. But whenever we find out that Richard meets up with her once a year, I would be an Emily 100% justified.
Yeah.
Would lose my shit.
Absolutely. And I think Lorelai agreed. Like,
yes,
she was pissed at her dad for doing that. But at the same time, like, her mom's reaction, she took her frustration from Richard and put it on Lorelai. And so that's literally...
Which she does. She does all the time.
It's how she starts dating Jason. Like, had that never happened, she never would have dated Jason.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Which is another reason. I'm not a huge
every
Jason
time
fan.
Emily... He's fine.
Yeah. I just don't care for their relationship.
They were a fine, like, couple, but you knew they were never going to, like, be together forever. Yeah. They weren't, like, that.
They didn't make you happy to watch.
Nah, they were just like, whatever. It's an in-between relationship.
Yeah,
I don't know. But that is something with Emily. Like, if she's mad about something, it doesn't matter what she's mad about. Mm-hmm. She does take it out on Lorelai.
Yeah. Which, okay, now that we're talking about Pennell and Lott, let's go to Richard's mom dies.
Oh, my God.
And then Emily is doing all the, like, paperwork and everything and going through files and finds a letter she wrote to Richard. She wrote to Richard and is like, you shouldn't marry Emily. I'm sure she's a great girl, but you should really be with Pennell and Lot. And what? Like, and then she gets drunk and is like,
I love drunk Emily. I love it. Oh my God, it's the best.
It's so funny to watch her.
Oh my God, she's freaking hilarious. We could just have a whole episode dedicated to that. Yeah. That would be like so much fun. Let's get drunk with Emily.
Oh my gosh, that would be such a fun, like, man. I'm thinking of all the possibilities that that episode could bring. Like, oh my gosh.
Can you imagine? Like, okay, of all the people we could have, like, be a guest on this show.
She would, yeah.
I would die. Dead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to talk about, because we don't talk about Lane enough. Lane goes to that gig in New York, leaves home, doesn't go back, and then moves in with Rory for a bit, then moves in with Lorelai. But I love the scene where, like, she has called Luke and said that she's going to be late. She's not going to come in. And then her mom drives by and realizes, like, she's telling everyone in the world where she is except for me.
Except for me.
Like, I don't even know what to do. And then just goes back home and goes to bed. It's heartbreaking to, like, see that happening. But I also feel like that was such a pivotal moment.
It needed to happen.
Yeah, their relationship, like, what's to come when...
Something had to happen for her mom to wake up and realize just how much she was forcing on her daughter because of her own religious beliefs.
Yeah, and even when she's like, you can't live here. Like, I think that was the best thing she could have done for the two of them, because later in the series, like, you do see they grow so much as mother and daughter, and I just... Yeah, I love it. I really do.
Their relationship gets so much better.
Yeah.
It really does. Which is, like, really heartwarming to watch, because it could have gone the complete opposite direction and they could have just never been in each other's lives. I like that they did it the way they did.
Yeah. I also like that they made Lane and Zach and Brian move in together.
Oh, I love it. There's other things I don't love about Lane's story, which we'll get into in further episodes, but... This is a good moment. Like, these seasons, like, these two, I feel like season 4 and season 5 are, like, so good for Lane.
Yes.
Like, she is living her best life.
Yeah. She's growing up. She's not a little kid. And, like...
She's finally getting to do what she wants to do.
Yes. I want to talk about Jess's mom. She comes in this season. And we meet her. And...
Such a crazy train wreck.
Yes. But what's crazy to me is, like, you end up loving Liz despite, like, all the crap you've heard. Like, in your mind, you just think, I feel like we talked about this last season, but I feel like you just think she's this terrible, terrible person. And then she's just this free-going, loving person who wants the best.
Who is not a good mom.
No, but she still loves her kid and she wants what's best for him. And then Jess comes back because Liz tells Jess that Luke stole his car. So he goes and steals the car. Then they find the car. And then Jess is stuck sleeping there overnight. And then Rory sees him. I love this. I love anytime Jess is in the series. Like, I'm not even going to lie. But... I love that next morning when he goes to get his car fixed and he's talking, or maybe it's that night, he's talking to Gypsy and there's that girl.
Gypsy's like, that's not her.
She cut her hair. And I'm like, oh, that's so good. Like, everyone knows. Everyone knows you love her. Everyone knows.
And
then he always runs from her.
Yes. Like, but then it's also this episode... Or the season where Dean, whenever he goes to pick up Rory from the bar and he drops off Rory at Yale, Jess also shows up. And it's like, of course they both show up at Yale at the same time to talk to Rory.
And then Dean gets mad. And that's when you realize, like, something is about to freaking happen. This is bad. Because
Dean is, like, getting all jealous and stuff. And it's like, honey, married. Go home.
Yes. Okay, we'll get to Dean in just a second because we have to keep going in that conversation. But that's also where Jess is like begging her to run away with him. And I'm so glad that Rory says no. Like, obviously, I'm team Jess. I want them to be together, but it's so unrealistic. Like, that's not an adult thing to do, to run away together. Like, be together here. No. What's wrong with being
exactly.
here?
Exactly. Be together at Yale. And, you know, as we see later on, Jess is, like, very pivotal in Rory's life and being like, get your butt back in Yale and do all of that. But, like, it's very interesting that, like, he's like, no, leave Yale. And it just shows, too, like, how much he grows up as the seasons go.
Okay, Dean. Back to Dean.
I can't. Yeah.
She's just like,
get rid of him. Get rid of his whole character. Done.
if he was single, it would be cute. It would be adorable. Like, we've rekindled.
But he's freaking married.
He's married. And
not only, like, it's not like he just, oh, he has a girlfriend. It's no.
Yeah.
He made a massive decision. I mean, how long were they married? Like,
not. Let's see. This is
months, 6 months.
It's months. It's not a year.
It's not a year.
It happened while, like, her freshman year of college is when they got married. And this is still her freshman year of college.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. What's funny to me is, like, when Rory is talking to Lane in the grocery store about Lindsay, and Lindsay overhears, and then that, like, kicks off the whole, I want to be friends. I want you in my life. Like, that whole scene in the alleyway or whatever. And then you're just like, why? Like, Dean, don't be so stupid. Like, okay. Anyway, I'm going to skim through a couple things so that we get to the opening of the Dragonfly Inn. But to recap some of the things we're missing is there's the dinner with all the parents that ends up in breaking up Jason and Lorelai because Richard's going to sue Jason, which makes sense. And then we get to where the dragonfly opens. Jason shows up.
Oh, yes. And Luke is like, I'm going to finally go for it with Lorelai. Luke and Lorelai finally.
And Kirk runs through.
And all is right in the world for 2 seconds. Yeah, because then Kirk runs through and then.
Disaster.
So if what? Are you putting a spoiler?
You've seen it. Don't worry.
No. Spoiler alert. Lorelai runs home to get some CDs or something and to tell Rory the good news. And who pops out of Rory's bedroom looking all disheveled and definitely was in a state of undress?
Dean.
Dean and Rory.
What's and so then sad?
Lorelai walks back and looks in the bedroom, and the bed's undone, and she's just like, "Are you kidding me?"
Yeah, and she's like the reality check that Rory needs.
Oh, 100%.
What's wild is like it happens so fast too. Like earlier that day, Dean almost kissed Rory, and then Tom came in and interrupted it, and then. Like,
it just makes you so mad at Rory. It's like, I know you're young, but like, you're smarter than this.
And her first time is her first time.
It's with a married
time.
Man.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then she calls him her Dean.
Ugh. Nope.
Hate
and
it.
Makes Lorelai is like, no, he's Lindsay's Dean.
Yeah. He's married. Yeah.
He's married.
I hate this part. I really do.
It's painful.
It is. And like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for all you team deans, I hope you realize what a shitty person he is. There are team deans out there right now.
There are not team deans.
If they haven't seen the whole series, there are some team deans.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like, there's no way you can be a team dean.
Yeah. No. I just. Oh. Ugh. Ugh. Okay. Anyway. Yeah.
Well.
So this season ends. With Rory calling Dean's phone and Lindsay answers.
Yep.
And then that's
and then having a breakdown.
End. Yeah. I will go ahead and spoil this because I feel like now's the best time to like talk about it. Is I love how the editors and producers mapped or like connected the end of this season to the beginning of the next because they show the conversation that
Yes.
Lorelai and Rory had from inside the house.
From Dean's perspective.
Then they go to Dean's perspective in the next season. And I love when they do that because then you can see both sides. It's not just like one over the other. And I like how they, because they left us on a cliffhanger kind of like what's going to happen. And then they're reminding you without being like, last season on
Good Girls. It was such a good way. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Very brilliant editing.
I can't wait to talk about next season, though, because it's one of my faves.
Yes. It is maybe the best. Yeah. It could, season five could be the best.
Yeah.
It's got my favorite episode in it. So. Yeah. What is your favorite episode in season five?
I don't know if I have a favorite episode. I know which one you're talking about, and that's a really, it's one of the best episodes they have. It doesn't have Jess, so I'm not like, you know, Jess is kind of, he's out now. We know that doesn't work out, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I think overall, like, this season established a good college year, like, years of college for Rory. I felt like there could have been more, like, woes, but I guess they saved it for the end.
They saved it all for the end. Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see Luke and Lorelai get together.
Oh, season five. Can't wait. All right. If you haven't watched it, where have you been? Go watch season five. Let us know what you thought about season four over in our Facebook group, the Bossy Community. And yeah, we'll see you guys back here in a couple weeks.
Awesome.
Cheers, friends.
See ya. Thanks for grabbing drinks with us today.
Let's Grab Drinks is brought to you by Bossy Life Co.
You can find show notes at letsgrabdrinkspod.com.
And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast app.
Cheers, friends.